I've got five stepchildren, five girls. They've all got children. I've got 28, 29 grandchildren and five great-grandchildren now. And there's only one amongst them that work.
Right. And why do you think that is?
They can't afford to go to work.
They can't afford to go to work?
No, they can't afford to keep their children.
Right.
Because the wages are absolutely rubbish, aren't they? If you work out, how do you keep 11 kids on £150 a week?
So who's paying for their children, John?
The state.
Right. And this is your family's children?
Yeah. But they don't live with us anymore. We're both pensioners.
Right.
Yeah. I had to drop £600 a week.
If they can't afford the children, why did they have them?
Well, something to do in the afternoon, isn't it?
What?
Something to do in the afternoon.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. They've got nothing else to do. Jeremy Kyle, watch the telly.
And that's your own family?
Yeah. Well,
isn't that a rather sad indictment of your ability as a father?
No, well, I'm a stepfather, but I haven't got any say in it. You know, they just do their own thing now, didn't they?
And are you proud of them?
No, not really.
Right.
I'm not at all.
So your daughters, your stepdaughters,
yeah,
are exactly the kind of women we're talking about?
Yeah.
And what would stop them?
Nothing now. They've had the children, haven't they?
How many each have they had?
One's got five.
Oh, God. Yeah.
The other one's got three. Another one's got two. The other one's got four. Then they've got...
And none of them are working?
No.
They're all living in social housing?
Yeah.
Right. And have any of them got a partner that brings in any money?
No, they're all claiming as well.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. It's the government thing now. It's,
and what do they do all day?
Isn't it?
What do they do all day?
Go out in their 4x4s and their seven-seaters.
You're joking me now. You're trying to wind me up, John. You've sensed I'm in a ratty mood and you're trying to wind me up.
No, they go out in their 4x4s and their seven-seaters.
You're telling me that your stepdaughters, who are living in social housing and have lots of children and don't have any money coming in, you tell me that they drive 4x4 cars?
Yeah, and seven-seaters, yeah. And they go on holidays two or three times a year in Yarmouth and wherever. There's something gone wrong with this institution. We're handing out money.
Are these your wife's daughters?
Yeah.
What did she teach them?
She tried to teach them, but then they just decided...
Yeah, but hang on. People don't suddenly decide to be, you know, dropouts in society and just sponge off society without surely...
But they do. They grow up and they think, oh, this is the thing to do.
Yeah, but that's the point. Why did your wife not teach them that actually what they should be doing is supporting their own families as opposed to expecting the state to support them?
Well, when the boyfriend comes along, Mum gets thrown out the window, doesn't she?
So they just didn't listen to her?
No, they don't. They don't listen at all. They don't listen at all.
Do you think going forward to stop the kind of behaviour that your stepdaughters have displayed... Is the way to do that by simply reducing the amount of support that they can get?
We want draconian, like you say, draconian measures. We're going to have to stop this. Big houses. There's a family who lives around the corner from us. They've just knocked two houses into one. I think there's 13 living in that house. And they're the neighbours from hell. A beautiful block of flats. And everybody has got... The police visit them. I think they camp around there every night. And it's absolutely scandalous. You know, there's a lot of areas in Letchworth like this.